This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You would have heard about genetically engineered food, but I got a little bit curious recently about what exactly is it and what does it all mean? To tell us a little bit more from it, from Greenpeace, joining me on the line right now is Michelle Seether. She's the Greenpeace GE campaigner. Thank you very much for your time today,
You're
Michelle.
Welcome. Good morning.
Now, could you start off by telling us what exactly is genetically engineered food?
Well, basically what it is scientists in a laboratory insert DNA into DNA of a plant, viruses, bacteria, other cells from animals and or plants, and they create a new plant that wouldn't occur breeding in nature. Like, it's not like crossbreeding where you breed a red carnation and a white one and you get a pink one. These new crops would not actually occur in nature. And so what they then do is they then release it into the environment through a very strict patenting procedure, so that the chemical companies that own these seeds keep on owning the seeds, so farmers no longer can save their own seeds and replant as they wish next year. The chemical company mainly Monsanto does the ownership of the seed and the pesticide that goes with it. So that's what it's about, really.
So when they're genetically engineering and altering them, they're making them more resistant to diseases and things like that?
What they're doing is they're making it resistant to a pesticide or a herbicide. A herbicide or insecticide is the two traits that are commercially available. You hear a lot of advocating of what could be done, but what is really out there, what's available, is pesticide-resistant crops. So that when you grow, for example, your canola crop that's genetically engineered, you spray the fields with the Roundup Ready pesticide, and everything else dies except for the genetically engineered canola. It remains standing. So it's more like that. In this case, the pesticides are on the inside, not that you're spraying them externally. So it kills everything else in the field, but not the canola plant that's genetically engineered.
Got you. Now, I want to clarify as well, there's two terms that are thrown about, genetically engineered and genetically modified. Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing as a genetically modified organism, or some people even say genetically manipulated, but it's all the same.
Got you. Now, playing a bit of devil's advocate, it sounds if they can get crops and foods that actually are more resistant to things, why is that a bad thing?
They're tolerant to the pesticide. It doesn't really change anything, though. It means that you're still spraying pesticides on your field. It's just this particular crop is resistant to it. But what it does change is who owns the seed, and it also means we're releasing into the environment a new foreign species, basically, that hasn't been bred through kind of evolutionary biology, if you like. It's something created in a laboratory, releasing into our ecosystem without really knowing what impact it's going to have.
And what GE foods are available in Australia?
In Australia, the only food crop we grow is canola, and that's just in New South Wales and Victoria for the first time. It's being harvested as we speak. In the other states, they still have bans on this, so the country's a little bit divided. In Australia, we also do grow around 50,000 hectares of genetically engineered cotton. Now, that somehow or other sometimes does find its way into the food chain through cottonseed oil. But no other GE crops are grown in Australia. The other danger would be importing from North America in particular. We would have soy or corn in manufactured sort of processed foods that might come in that way, for example, in corn chips or biscuits or something like that. So they are the only four commercial crops available of genetically engineered food. So it's soy, corn, cotton and canola.
So the North America is quite big on genetically engineered food?
Yes, it all originates from the US, which is where the agrochemical giant Monsanto is based. And still today, around half the world's genetically engineered crops are grown in the US alone.
Now, also, all these genetically engineered foods, are they labelled in Australia? Can we tell the difference?
Well, that's one of the problems that leaves the consumer eating in the dark, so to speak, that we don't have very strict labelling laws in Australia. There's a lot of loopholes. The oils aren't labelled, so that means if you have canola oil in your bread or your margarine, it's not labelled. So one of our main asks of the federal government is that we have thorough labelling laws to the same standard as the European Union does, so that people do know whether they're eating genetically engineered food or not. The other way to determine it is that we produce, Greenpeace produces what we call a true food guide, which lists in red the companies that cannot guarantee that their products are free of genetic engineered crops and foods, and a green list, which is the list that is safe to buy. So you can get that online at on the Greenpeace Australia website under the True Food Network.
Now, I've got the True Foods Guide in front of me here. It's a very comprehensive guide. It's got all the major brands in it, basically in the red or the green. It's very simple to understand which companies have genetically engineered.
It is. It's a pocket-sized one that you can take to the supermarket, and when you're in the aisle and you're choosing which biscuits you want, you can look up and you can see, oh, Arnott's is okay, and I can buy them, and I'm not worried that they have genetically engineered products, but Nestle ones might, so I won't buy them. So you can make those sort of choices.
I have to ask, did Greenpeace get in, do you get any conflict from the people that are on the red list, that they don't want to be on the red list?
It's an ongoing process because this is not our first guide. This is our canola edition, our focus on canola, because it's just started in Australia. But this is like our fifth guide. And so we do have ongoing discussions with the companies that are on the red list to see if they might wish to change.
Got you. Now, what can people do if they want to campaign against GE food?
Well, the best and easiest thing would be to join our True Food Network, which focuses on healthy eating and healthy food, but predominantly trying to stop genetically engineered crops taking off in Australia. And it's free to join, and it's on our website, and it has calls for action under that as well. The other thing would be to try and highlight to our federal health and state health ministers how critical it is that we have proper labelling laws in Australia, so we at least know what we're eating.
Whereabouts are our governments kind of sitting at the moment with the policies on genetically engineered food?
Well, the federal government has just recently announced they are having an overhaul in general of the labelling legislation for labelling of all foods. They have yet to determine whether they would include genetically engineered labelling in that. A lot of industry now, like Metal Lee, for example, I know have just started to market themselves that they don't contain genetically engineered foods. So people could look for that. More and more of the suppliers are actually starting to do self-labelling. But what, of course, we need is, you know, government standard across the board system. So they haven't really taken action yet, is what I would say. And the Labor Party prior to election was quite strong on genetic engineering, but they haven't, surprise, surprise, really lived up to their policies.
Fair enough. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to explain a little bit more about genetically engineered food and what basically the negative impacts it has, especially on farmers, because they lose out, don't they?
They do. And the conventional farmers actually are the ones that are held liable. If they get contaminated by the genetically engineered farmers, they have to pay. So
really? Not a good system at all.
Not good.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. That's Michelle Seether. She's from Greenpeace. She's the GE campaigner, letting us know a little bit more about genetically engineered food. If you'd like to find out more, go to truefood.org.au. You can actually download the True Foods Guide there. Very simple list, very easy to read, all in alphabetical order, and you can take it shopping so that when you're doing your shopping, you can buy genetically engineered free food. Also, you can find out more about Greenpeace at greenpeace.org.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.